Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, we couldn't be happier than to have you with us for hour number two. If you missed hour number one, the podcast will be available shortly after the show up at SoundCloud and iTunes. Just look for Kevin McCullough or KMC Radio. Either one of those will get you there. But in the first hour, we heard from Sean Spicer, former press secretary for President Trump, and also James O'Keefe, who told us the inside story of the ballot rigging in Minneapolis and what's going on in Ilhan Omar's district there. But it is, nonetheless, hour number two, and time to delve into the Ladies' Lounge. And we've got a great lineup for you tonight. We haven't had to preview this yet, but we're coming up this hour. Sissy Graham Lynch, who is the granddaughter of Dr. Billy Graham, will be with us. Charmaine Yost, vice president at the Heritage Foundation, will weigh in. Actually, both of those are going to talk about how faith is being related to the election this year, and I'm kind of excited to talk about that. Former Second Lady Liz Cheney is going to be with us. She's got a brand-new book called The Virginia Dynasty, how four of the first five presidents of the United States came from Virginia and what it meant to the welfare of the country. And we're going to turn first, though, to Washington, D.C. as we open tonight's Ladies' Lounge, because there, not only is she the Treasury spokesperson, she is also a native New Yorker, loves her hometown, and also someone who is well-known in the world of talk radio, as before she went to work for Mr. Mnuchin, she had a very successful weekend talk show of her own, and now she is the spokesperson for the U.S. Treasury Department. Dr. Monica Crowley rejoins us at Radio Night Live, and Monica, welcome back. Glad to have you here. What's going on in the nation's capital?
Hey, Kevin. Great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, the other side was not willing fully to come to a real negotiating posture with us on another stimulus package. Secretary Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows started these negotiations back in August, early August, with Speaker Pelosi, the Democrats, and a lot of Republicans as well, the congressional leadership, to try to make sure that we could get additional economic relief to the American people. There is a consensus that as strong a recovery as we are in, and we are definitely experiencing a very positive rebound,
yes,
that there is still work to be done. We still have millions of people who are unemployed. We still have small businesses that are struggling. The airline industry is struggling. Restaurants, the hospitality industry. And so what we wanted to do was get to work on another bill that would offer targeted relief, including, by the way, another round of economic stimulus payments to the American people of $1,200. So there were big areas of agreement. Unfortunately, the Democrats originally came in with a number at $3.4 trillion. We were coming in with an initial number of $1 trillion. And keep in mind, Kevin, the reason we were coming in with another trillion versus $2 or $3 trillion, as Democrats wanted, is because throughout this entire pandemic, we have pushed down about $3 trillion in economic relief via the CARES Act, about $2.2 trillion, and
right,
then the Fed with their facilities, which they have stood up. And there is still a lot of money left over. So we wanted to do this in a fiscally responsible way, but also get money to those who need it the most. And unfortunately, the Democrats were not willing to see past the politics of this in order to negotiate in a good faith way. And I think finally the president yesterday said we are going to postpone these negotiations until after the election, 4 weeks from now, when I will be reelected and be and make sure that we get this through.
Well, the interesting thing about that, Dr. Monica Crowley, is that you've got a number of things that were in this bill that were just untenable to the president and to the Republicans. What were some of the sticking points between the two sides in the minutiae of the details, if you can give us some?
Sure. So there was disagreement over the major top line number. Again, I said they came in at 3.4, they went up to about 3.7, 3.8, and so on. Then they came back with a $2.2 trillion package. We had started at $1 trillion, so we were negotiating up, but the other side was pretty intransigent about their top line number. Right. And then when you drill down into the specific aspects of what we were proposing and what they were proposing, there were a lot of disagreements in terms of top line number on those silo issues. For example, state and local government payments. In the original CARES Act, there was well over $100 billion. It was about $150 billion that we at Treasury dispersed to state and local governments to assist specifically with COVID-related expenses.
Right.
Right? And that was perfectly reasonable. And we wanted to pump that up a little bit more in another round. The problem is that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats came back and they wanted almost $1 trillion more in state and local assistance. And frankly, the president and the administration were not interested in being in the business of bailing out fiscally irresponsible blue cities and states that have been so for decades. Right. So that was a major sticking point as well. The top line numbers and also how this money was going to be spent.
Well, and that's the thing. When you get into the difference between the 1.6, which was the final offer from the Republican side, and the 2.2, which was kind of the landing point for the Democrats, you kind of had to ask yourself the question, well, what filled that gap? There were monies going to illegal aliens there. There were other things attached to this legislation, at least as I understood it, that really had nothing to do with COVID-19 at all.
And there were things in there like that that were totally non-starters, unpalatable to the president, Secretary Mnuchin, and the Republicans on Capitol Hill. So it didn't appear that the other side was really willing to budge or negotiate in good faith. And I think that's why the president said, we're going to put this off until after the election. I'm going to review, as they've constantly been doing, possibilities for additional executive action and what we might be able to do unilaterally. Those things are constantly being considered.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second, because he does have a phone and a pen, to quote his predecessor, and there's things that he can do by way of executive action. What might some of those things look like?
Well, I don't want to get in front of the president or Secretary Mnuchin on that. I will say that they're always under consideration in terms of what the president can do. I know he is more than willing to bend over backwards for America's workers and businesses, right, the American people. So they are looking into it. They are considering their options. And the president would love to be able to provide this economic support to the American people, as he's done throughout this crisis in a very effective way.
Multiple times. Well, the thing is, like, and I give the president massive credit for this, because you would think okay, Monica, you know me, what, a decade. You know I'm kind of hard-headed and stubborn, and I say, well, if you keep running your head into a brick wall, why keep going back to the brick wall? Well, the reason he keeps asking Secretary Mnuchin to go visit Nancy Pelosi is because he really does believe in the legislative process. He would like this to be an action of the representation of the people. It's when they become intransigent and you can't get anything done that he then goes back and goes, huh, okay, what other options do we have to help him? Because I think on the president's plate, he's saying the American people have to come first. We have to help them before we worry about politics and all the rest of this stuff.
Yes, 1,000%. The president is in this job to help the American people and bring this country back to full strength. That's why he ran in the first place. Yeah. That's why he's running for re-election, so he can continue that. Look, the president and the secretary have been negotiating in good faith all along. They want to get this assistance out to the American people. And the president does believe in the constitutional process. They have bent over backwards to try to do this in the correct legislative way. Unfortunately, Congress controls the purse strings, so there are limitations to what he can do. Now, there is a lot of money left over from the original CARES Act, and there are things under review about how to repurpose some of that money.
I love hearing that, by the way.
Where it's needed.
Like, when was the last time that government didn't spend all the money that it was authorized to spend? I love hearing that. It's like, hey, we stayed within our means. What a wonderful concept for government to do. Monica, we're real short on time, but 10 seconds on this. this. The unemployment rate is now down under 8%. They say there's about 10.7 million still unemployed. There are now over 11.5, 11.6 million people that have gone back to work and regained their jobs. From the Treasury Department, what are we expecting job-wise in the next, well, between now and the end of the year?
Well, the good news is that the experts did not expect us to be below 8% unemployment until the end of next year, Kevin. So we are definitely in a strong rebound, but we're not going to rest until every American is back to work. And that's what these relief talks continue to be about.
That's what we got to do. All right.
All right. Dr. Monica Crowley, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. And what an illuminating conversation concerning the stimulus. And just by way of update, the president is not, he's not walked away. He's come back and said, I'll consider more. You asked for 2.2. We said 1.6. Let's talk about 1.8. Let's see if we can find some sort of middle ground. I appreciate that. I think that compromise and working together to try to solve the problems of the country is what we should be doing. Kevin McCullough, the Ladies Lounge, continues next with former Second Lady Liz Cheney. Don't go away.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
Ah, again, they brought my favorite picture back. It's if you're watching on Biz TV or if you're watching on the streams at Twitter or on Periscope, just a beautiful shot of Lower Manhattan. That's the World Freedom Tower. And I don't know, I just my heart just beats boom, a little differently then. Anyway, welcome to Saturday Night Radio Not Live. We are in the midst of the Ladies Lounge, and tonight we've still got great visits coming up with Charmaine Yost and Sissy Graham Lynch. But my next guest I'm really excited to bring to the airwaves. It was about 9 years ago when I spoke to her the first time on a different book that she had written then. But former second lady, Lynn Cheney, the wife of former Vice President Dick Cheney, is also a historian, and she takes a great deal of joy in documenting our nation's history. And her newest is an exploration of four presidents that all came from the state of Virginia. It's called The Virginia Dynasty, Four Presidents, and the Creation of the American Nation. And I want to get into that with her. And I want to talk about a couple of other things related to the week that we've just been through as well. Even the vice presidential debate, as it included a woman not too many times, I guess. How many times? Ferraro did it, and Palin. And then Kamala. So we've got it's becoming more common, but still haven't broken through and won that race yet. Anyway, we'll get into that as well. But it's a joy to welcome back to the broadcast former Second Lady Lynn Cheney. Lynn, great to have you.
Well, my pleasure.
And the book is looks fantastic. It is The Virginia Dynasty, Four Presidents, and the Creation of an American Nation. It's all about four presidents that came from the Blue Ridge Mountains, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and James Monroe. I want to get to that discussion in just a second, Second Lady. But first, I would like to ask you about the times in which we live. Now, you and the Vice President were, of course, on duty when President Bush had to go for a couple of procedures, and he temporarily handed power over to your husband, and then that was given back after that procedure was deemed finished and safe. But the former vice president also had some health scares. What is it like in the White House these days with all of this activity, given the health uncertainty of what's happening?
Well, trying to think. It was in the long days when the election of 2000 was still being counted. Dick woke up one night with pain in his chest.
Yeah.
And he'd had a history of heart disease. So, you know, the Secret Service took us to George Washington University Hospital. And immediately you have to deal with the media. And that feels a little hard. You know, here you are worried about your loved one, and I presume your loved one is worried about himself, though Dick certainly never showed that. But so there's the media pounding on you, and one of the lessons that both of us took away is you have to deal absolutely straight. You have to tell the stark truth, because if you don't, you'll get kind of tangled up in your shoelaces. And you know, the press is very smart. They will sense when you're not giving them the full picture. So that's certainly a lesson I carried away. Another one's about the importance of kindness. There's so much going on, so many people yelling at you. And so I understand really why the president went out to see his supporters. They love him. And it's nice to have that kind of reinforcement.
Settle something for me, though, because I'm curious. There seems to be a lot of discrepancy about whether or not the Secret Service is more or less always with the president. So whether he's in an SUV or in the hospital wing or somewhere else, those guys that have committed their lives to protecting him, they're there sun or shine every day.
Yes, and as I understand it, the Secret Service did wear complete PPE, and there was a plexiglass partition between them and the back seat.
Gotcha.
But, you know, it's always concerning to be close to someone with COVID. You just have to be taking sensible preparations. And I would note the president did wear a mask.
Well, I'm glad you're willing to give him credit for it, because heaven knows no television network is willing to. We're speaking with former Second Lady Liz Cheney, who I think the Cheneys may go down in history as some of the most important people to never hold the top office. Certainly, Vice President Cheney had an enormous influence on President Bush and his father and the Reagan administration. He served our country through multiple administrations, and we're so thankful for his willingness to do that. And now their daughter, Liz, fighting the good fight in the House of Representatives, as she does so well. Let me ask you about your new book. Why Four Presidents from Virginia? What was it about that topic that suddenly captured your desire to put it all down on paper?
Well, in some ways, it was the oddity of the fact that these four men, who were, you know, four of the first five presidents of the United States, came from a very small area in what all of Europe considered a backwater, and they won a revolution, they created a nation, they, of course, won our independence, they, Madison, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, they not only conceived of a new nation and put one in place, but they kept it steady and expanded it. Jefferson, with the Louisiana Purchase, made the nation twice as big as it had been. So,
still the best real estate buy of all time when you think about it.
That's true. But they had these remarkable records, and my question was, did their growing up and living their lives close together influence their records?
Hmm.
And I determined that in many ways it did. You know, they helped one another, they inspired one another, that kind of thing.
Well, you know, there's a kind of pivotal moment in the Hamilton musical that they talk about, where, you know, the Virginians were able to strike a deal with Alexander Hamilton, who's buried right outside of our studios here at the church, just outside of our building. And that seemed to be a pivotal moment, not only for Virginians, but for all of America, to bring basically the head, the capital of the country, to the shores of the Potomac. And I'm just curious, does that historical moment and the separation of the financial from the political capitals kind of play a role in what you discovered and wrote about these men?
Well, I think the main players there were Madison and Hamilton. Oh, Jefferson was present on the occasion. And it was remarkable that they came to this agreement, particularly because they had such fight. They went after each other with hammer and tongs after. So, you know, it was a moment of peace in a time that was often not peaceful so far as personal relationships were concerned.
Yeah, boy, if we could have a little bit more of that. You mentioned kindness in the beginning.
Yes.
And I felt bad for the president. I mean, all he wanted to do was just say thank you for coming out and supporting, and he gets run through another media ringer for it. Anyway, get the book, friends, The Virginia Dynasty, Four Presidents and the Creation of an American Nation. It's brand new, by former Second Lady Liz Cheney, and we're so grateful for her time today. Madam Second Lady, thank you for being with us.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And coming up, we've got a lot more still to come. Charmaine Yost will join us from the Heritage Foundation. Does God play a role in politics of 2020? And if so, what should that be? We'll discuss that with her. And then Sissy Graham Lynch. Lots to come. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pride. President Trump and Democrat candidate Joe Biden are courting American voters. President Trump was at the White House Saturday.
I think it said 56% of the people prefer their position now in the midst of a pandemic than they did 4 years ago. Think of what that means. 56. And it's a Gallup poll, and it's the highest poll ever recorded, 56%. Now, tell me about that. No, we had it going, and we really had it going, and then the plague came in from China, but we're getting rid of that, and we're rebuilding it, and it's going to be better than it was even before.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Erie, Pennsylvania.
He said, Joey, I don't expect the government to solve my problems, but I at least expect them to understand my problems. You're facing real challenges right now, and the last thing you need is a president who exacerbates them.
USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, live shot of, well, it's Manhattan and Queens and Brooklyn, kind of all in one shot there. The Queensboro Bridge, you got the Brooklyn Bridge, you got Lower Manhattan. But that's the way we do it around here. We love the city. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and a very good night. I hope you've gotten a lot out of our guests so far, because I just think that every one of them so well informed and so on target in terms of being able to communicate. But there is this thing that has been popping up in recent days, and it has to do with this idea about God and how he can be a part of Decision 2020. And as every election cycle, I feel like this gets rehashed a little bit. And I've talked a little bit about my issues with some of the stuff that Tim Keller has been putting on his Twitter feed and so forth. Another group this week came out under the banner of pro-life, quote-unquote, evangelicals for Biden,
which I thought was an interesting thing. And here to discuss how Americans and Christians in particular can respond to it is a longtime ladies' lounger. Charmaine Yost is back with us. She's the Heritage Vice President for Family and Freedom Issues, but she's also a committed Christian and someone that I used to report to. She was my boss at the Family Research Council. So, Charmaine, welcome back. Always good to have you. I'm curious your take on the evangelicals for Biden and the other issues that faith seems to be seeping into the political cycle this time.
Well, I'm really glad you started off with, well, first off, hi, Kevin. Good to be back with you. But I'm glad you started off with talking about Tony Evans. I really would highly recommend this series that he's been doing. He's calling it Kingdom Voting. And he makes the point that I would really want to underscore with people, which is that I've always believed, look, I'm a Wheaton College grad, and so we spent a lot of time, it's an evangelical school, and we spent a lot of time when I was an undergrad talking about what it looks like for Christians to be involved in the public square, kind of picking up on the old Francis Schaeffer discussion about evangelicals being involved in issues, because you know, this should, Your caring about your community, caring about other people, should spring out of your faith. And so Tony Evans picks up on this theme, but what he underscores is that we have to be really careful as Christians not to assign a particular religion to issues. It doesn't mean that you don't become involved and bring your faith to the public square, but that
right.
that we be super careful about what we assign kingdom values to. And he talks better than me about, you know, how talks about God's interest in His kingdom, and in us being wise in the way that we interact with public policy.
Well, I don't have a problem with any of that on its face, for sure. And I think that part of the issue is that there is this idea that political topics are purely politics, and that they don't have any reflection or connection to one's belief or worldview or faith system. So when supposed pro-life evangelicals come out and say, you can vote for Biden, you know, my reaction on Twitter a couple of nights was, no, you can't. Now, you can say that you're a pro-life evangelical, but if you vote for a ticket that's going to shove abortion into higher demand and reignite Planned Parenthood funding, and you're gonna work to use your public power in every way possible to advance the accessibility to that, et cetera, you're not neutral on it, and it's either extremely dishonest. Or I simply am thoroughly unfamiliar with the classification of what it is to be able to recognize it. But I don't see how you can say I am both for the protection of the life in the womb and also going to vote for an administration, particularly with the vice presidential candidate, who's been the most aggressive to expand that practice in the country. It seems inherently, intelligently dishonest to me.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously, that I agree with you, because the life issue is so important to me, and I've been involved in it for decades. What I would underscore is that, you know, you and I both know what the liberal evangelical response would be to that, because they think that there are life issues in other areas that, just from a public policy perspective, I disagree with them on. Here's where I'm concerned in terms of thinking about how people of faith interact in the public square, is that personal relationships and demonstrating love to each other and courtesy and recognizing the dignity of other human beings is essential and foundational to faith. And I think that we should be able to discuss public policy issues without the kind of hatred and vitriol and name-calling that we're seeing right now. I see the kind of toxicity that's in our public debate as being something that, as people of faith, we have to be really careful about.
I think you're right. Dr. Charmaine Yost, you can find out more about all that she does at the Heritage Foundation. Kevin McCullough, we're going to stay on the theme of faith for the next segment. Sissy Graham Lynch joins me, granddaughter of Dr. Billy Graham. Talk away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Graham Lynch is the granddaughter of Dr. Billy Graham. She is the daughter of Dr. Franklin Graham, and she is a part of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association as well as Samaritan's Purse, and she also hosts her own podcast, which you should now check out. Great stuff in there as well. But she's also a friend to the McCullough family and to Kevin McCullough Radio. So, Sissy, welcome back. It's good to have you.
Kevin, thank you for having me back. It's always fun to be on your show.
Good morning. Good Sunday morning. Hey, let's talk about this prayer effort specifically, because it just happened to be like all the dominoes were lined up in a row, that now you've got like this running, continual act of prayer that's being ushered for the president. What do you make of all this?
when you think, I think last night in this prayer event that Laura Trump posted, you know, it was the family. The family asked, I believe Paula White, Paula, can y'all host a prayer event for the president? And that's a family, how thankful I am for a family that depends and sees the power of prayer. Especially we've lived in the last year or two where prayer is being mocked and being used as a weapon from the left. You know, they've sat there and they've mocked prayer, like, what can prayer do?
Yeah.
And how thankful I am for a president, too, that sees the power of prayer. And he's the most prayed over president, I think, probably in our history, which that says a lot right there. I think more people have prayed for him these years than any other president in history. But how thankful, because, you know, we look at a nation that's hurting. We're greatly divided. This has been a year that's ripped us at our core. Many of us are, I mean, moms are taking on new duties. This is hard. We've lost loved ones. People have had financial issues. And here we are finding ourselves in this volatile election year. But in Scripture, in 2 Samuel, it said the Lord was moved by the prayers of the land.
Mm.
And how amazing is that, that we can talk to Creator of the universe, that God's ear, is, according to Scripture, is inclined to us and hears our prayers and our pleas.
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling that this was all some of the intent of your dad's event a couple of weeks ago. But, Sissy, how fortuitous that your dad had called Christians together to pray in our nation's capital the week before we would get the news that maybe his life could be in jeopardy on some level from this virus. Obviously, we're thankful for the progress he's made since then. But I just look at that and I say, God had to be in that. That had to be God's hand.
Absolutely. This event, my dad's prayer march 2020 in Washington in the National Mall, my dad, that was just impressed on his heart just a couple months ago. And so our team started planning 2.5-3 months ago. And only God knew that that one date that the National Park would give my dad the option, that date would be the same day that our president would make a historical nomination for the Supreme Court, a nominee that could change the course of this nation. That we could, as a generation, end this genocide of abortion in our country. And I looked at that day. There were families from all across the country, all the way from California. Some drove, some flew. They came to pray. This wasn't a political event because we're in trouble racially, spiritually, morally. We have to be a nation that is, my grandfather always told the nation, you got to repent. And we have to be a nation that turns back to God because we've tried to remove God out of our nation. And that our nation's capital was filled with prayer on a day. Only God knew that.
And
it definitely set the precedent for the week that was to come following.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how God works at opposite ends of the kingdom at the same time, because as you mentioned, your dad's event was that day. You had the nomination of the Supreme Court Justice, and then Focus on the Family had their Sea Life event that evening. I don't think any of it had been proactively coordinated, but it just happened to be that God is moving in the hearts and minds and lives of Christians, Christian leaders, people like Franklin Graham, people like Jim Daly, and are we seeing the breakout of like what could be a revival? I don't know. I don't try to play a fortune teller in these types of things, but I do observe them as they go along, and it seems to me that leading into then this week, where I know more people were praying for the president than ever before, and then even the first family themselves reaching out and saying, could we draw people together to pray for the president? I just find that very much full of humility and very much an admission that no matter how tough or strong or people get upset with the president because they say he's so harsh and all the rest, that at the core of this thing is still the acknowledgement, the admission that without God's vote of approval, the rest of it is kind of meaningless. We need him more than we need anything else.
Absolutely. You said the word humility. And I think for me, it's just been like we have to humble ourselves before God. That only he can fix it. Only he can restore it. It's not going to be a Democrat. It's not going to be a Republican that can truly heal this nation.
No.
But only God. And I think people are seeing that and our full dependence on him. You think of Abraham Lincoln. Here's a man that knew God's word. He had mastered the scriptures. And in a dark time, in a pivotal time of complete division in this country, he got on his knees and he depended on God. You just think of that image of him just driven to his knees, as he said, in his full dependence on God's wisdom and understanding. And God is the wisdom. He's the one that is the giver of wisdom and understanding. And that's been my prayer for the president. You know, what a lonely position it is, the president of the United States, that none of us can imagine, and the weight of the world, that I pray that he knows that he's never truly alone, but he can find refuge and strength, wisdom and understanding from God.
Yeah. Well said. Well said, Sissy. Always appreciate your insights. Thanks for jumping on for a few minutes and sharing them with us today.
Really do appreciate it when she does make that time available. And Kevin McCullough, it's hard to believe. We're up against the final segment coming back. But again, you should listen to Sissy's podcast. It's called Fearless. Fearless Faith in a Compromising Culture, Sissy Graham Lynch, daughter of Franklin Graham, granddaughter of Dr. Billy Graham, and just, I don't know, a common sense mom that wants to see her country and her family do better. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, piggybacking, we'll take more of your calls if you want to weigh in, 888-340-3373. But we've got a new issue to visit before we're done tonight, and it has to do with something that I experienced in my gym this week. I know that kind of tease. I know you're bound to go nowhere. You just cannot wait to find out. No, it's better than that, actually. But we'll visit this because it has to do with this COVID thing that we've been talking about, and whether or not whether or not you can breathe. To be quite simple, I have a hard time sometimes breathing. I got big lungs, big mouth. It's the way it is. By the way, thanks for those of you watching on the stream tonight, on Twitter and on Periscope. We also are usually on YouTube. We had trouble with that tonight. We'll get that fixed in the days to come. But coming right back from New York, it's Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-VITAL-90. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back, Kevin McCullough. Final few minutes of Radio Night Live on this Saturday evening. Have you been Karen'd? You know what it is if it's happened to you. You know when the nannies, the school marms, they wave their bony finger in your face and say, "You're not supposed to do that." I was Karen'd yesterday. I was in my yoga class at the gym. And we were socially distanced. I think the mats were about 15 feet apart on the rows that we were in, and then the rows were about 6.5 feet apart from each other. So you're good, like, you know, maybe 18 feet from somebody. They make us wear the masks. When we do it on top of the parking structure, we don't have to wear them. I love that, but it's getting too cold, so they're moving everything back indoors again. So I have the mask on. And as I am want to do, because I sweat a lot and I'm a big, heavy breather and I have a really hard time doing this, I just pulled the mask down just below my chin, took a couple of breaths. Well, there was a fellow classmate standing on a mat somewhere in the next mile, century, county away from me, and she just stood there. And she stood there until the instructor came over, and when the instructor came over, there was hushed whispering, and then they pointed my direction, and my instructor comes over, who I love dearly, and she goes, "Kev, can you pull the mask up over the nose?" And I said, "Okay, I will." And I did, because, you know, I want to be a good example. I want to be a good community member. But I am curious about the people that preach the mask stuff all the time, because no one's preached the gospel of the mask more than the Apostle Joe Biden. And I just wanted you to see what he did with his mask yesterday. Go ahead, Sean.
The kinds of investment that will stimulate.
What do you do there? No, take it down and you cough the kinds and then of investment, put it back up. If you're listening by way of radio, you can't hear this. But
the kinds of listen, investment.
He has the mask literally on his face. He touches the mask with his hand, which you're not supposed to do. You're supposed to, like, take the earpieces off and, like, deal with it that way. But he pulls it down with his nasty, dirty hand. And then he coughs into that same hand. And then he takes the mask and he puts it back. I mean, in terms of mask technique, I want to know where Karen was then. And why wasn't she giving Joe Biden the what for? Because as the great apostle of the gospel of the mask, I don't think he was being very faithful to the interpretation as it has thus been prophesied. Anyway, hey, you know, we're all doing the best we can. And I was glad to wear my mask, even if though I couldn't breathe. Because I literally get it so filled with sweat that it looks like... I don't know, something like in the goldfish face. You know, when you make the goldfish face when you're a kid and you suck your cheeks in, that's what my mask was doing. It was sticking to my face, and then I was trying to breathe out, and all I was getting was more of my own sweat back up my nostrils. So it was, you know, it was a really fun workout. I was just so happy that it happened. And then I figured out next time I go, if I just get the top corner mat in the darkest corner of the room, nobody will even see my mask. So, you know, then... If they still have problems, I guess I'll have to deal with that then. Anyway, I hope that you have masks properly attired. If you choose to worship tomorrow, go and do that if you are able to. I know many of you are in cities that you're still not allowed to. My prayers are with you. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll see you back here next Saturday for Radio Night Live.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.